For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. As the floodwaters continue to recede throughout South Carolina, things are starting to return to a semblance of normalcy. While the water poses less of a threat to property, roads, and dams, it still can be a substantial hazard. Robert Yannity, Public Information Director at the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, says contaminated floodwaters pose a particular threat to many people in the state who get water from private wells that have been overrun by the flood.
When we see floodwaters that come through like this, you just don't know what's in there. I mean, we've seen, raw sewage, those sorts of things coming up in the floodwater. So a variety of different things could be in there. So that's why we have those recommendations on our website. We have boil water advisories, and boiling water is one of the recommendations we do have for well owners, as well as those folks on boil water advisories. And that's just one of the steps that they can do to make it safe in the short term. But of course, disinfecting, making sure you get it sampled, tested, and all those sorts of things, we advise everybody that has a private well.
Dr. Linda Bell, state epidemiologist for DHEC, says there are no diseases in the water that weren't already circulating in the population before the flood.
But certainly organisms that can cause diarrheal illnesses are a concern. There's also the risk of, if there's a wound present, that those wounds could become contaminated and you can get a local wound infection. And things like Salmonella, Shigella, and other enteric pathogens or organisms that we routinely see that are circulating in the population could be in the water if there's sewage contamination.
Bell noted one bit of good news concerning chronic illnesses from flood water.
But under the circumstances where the boil water advisories have been lifted and we're back on a regular water supply, there shouldn't be any concerns with chronic illnesses or chronic exposures from other than what we were protecting against with the boil water advisories from the infectious organisms.
As a precaution, DHEC is also offering free tetanus shots at a few locations through Saturday. Bell says tetanus isn't caused by unclean waters. It's found widely in the soil.
The risk for tetanus at any time is if there is a significant wound. So it is not at all the flood per se that presents a risk. It is the possibility of an injury that could be contaminated. And if people are working in flood waters and they have lots of skin exposed and they sustain an injury, well, there's the potential for that wound to become contaminated if it's a significant wound.
Preventing tetanus is really based on preventing the contamination of a wound, Bell says.
So, for example, if people are working in cleanup and then they know that they have raw open wounds, they should cover those wounds. Wear work gloves. Keep your exposed skin covered so that those wounds don't have an opportunity to become contaminated.
Yannity says DHEC is asking people to look at when they last had a tetanus shot.
If you've had one within the last 10 years, it may not be necessary to come down. And also one thing that we're really focusing on, too, if you do have a serious injury, coming to our clinic, it should not be your first step. Your first step should be going to your physician, your personal doctor, to have that checked out first.
DHEC's website, scdhec.gov, contains information on how to disinfect contaminated wells, where to take well water samples to have them tested, and the times and locations to get free tetanus shots. The good news about tetanus, Bell says, is that though the organism is widespread, the disease itself is very rare, showing how difficult it really is to contract tetanus. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.